Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Dalid. We are holding on daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Yesterday we started the parak of Kisui Adam. So just to again mention what we mentioned at the end yesterday, the reason for the mitzvah of Kisui Adam is a machlokas rishonim. What the tam hamitzvah is, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that it's because l'fisha nefesh tluya bedam v'lechein roi lanu l'chasos hanefesh u'lastiro me'ein roav terim nochal basar, that the dam represents the nefesh, so it's appropriate before we eat the basar to cover up the nefesh, because by leaving the nefesh exposed, ki gam bazeh nikne ktsas achzorius b'nafshenu, it's going to cause us to become cruel people. So as a way of remaining rachmanim and not becoming cruel people, we are mechasa the dam. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, u'b'behemos lo nitztavinu kach, by behemos we don't have this mitzvah, l'fi shedam ha-behema nitan l'korban l'chapara al nafshosenu v'i'efshar l'chasoso. Because by dam kodshim, and behemos are used very often for kodshim, we don't have the ability to do kisui adam as our sugya discusses, so therefore we can't have a mitzvah of kisui adam by behemos in general. And since that's so, the Torah just doesn't want to be mechalik between mukdashin and chulin. That's how the Sefer HaChinuch deals with why the mitzvah of kisui adam is only by kachim and is only by chayos and of, and not by behemah. Since behemah is primarily used, or is often used for kachim, the Torah just wants to make a low plug. Second reason we mentioned yesterday for kisui adam is the Rashbam in his Perush al HaTorah, on the pasuk of kisui adam, Vayikra Perek Yudayim, pasuk Yud Gimel, the Rashbam writes that the reason of kisui adam is kadei shelo yavo liochlo, that you shouldn't come to eat from the dam, and if you don't cover the dam, it's likely that a person will come to eat from it. This, as we mentioned, is part of Rav Yosef Engel's list in his long essay, I forget whether it's in Lekach Tov or Nasvon Da'oraisa, about the concept of Siyag Da'oraisa, that we know that the Rabbanan makes Siyagim, the Rabbanan makes certain fences around the Torah to make sure that we observe the Torah. Rav Yosef Engel claims that the Torah also sometimes makes a Siyag around its own dinim, that there are several dinim Da'oraisa that are a Siyag for other dinim Da'oraisa, most famously Yichud. Yichud is Da'oraisa, but it's clearly to a Siyag to the Isser of Bia. Malchog's Ramam Ramban, whether Negiya B'Derechiba is Asami D'Oraisa or Asami D'Rabbanan of Anida, Negiya B'Derechiba, if it's an Issa D'Oraisa, that also would be on the list of a Siyag D'Oraisa. So on the list of the 18 or 19 things, Rav Yosef Engel mentions that a Siyag D'Oraisa is this Rashbam, that according to the Rashbam, the mitzvah of Kisui Adam is a Siyag D'Oraisa. It's something that the Torah put in place to make sure that we don't violate another Isser. Now the Rashbam does not deal with, if that's the reason, why don't we have such a mitzvah by behema? Why is it only b'chayiv ha'of? Sefer HaChinuch deals with that issue. The Rashbam does not deal with that issue. We also mentioned very briefly yesterday the idea that the Rosh quotes machlokas rishonim, whether when you make the bracha on kisui adam, the Bahag holds that first you mechasa the dam and then you make the bracha. Not like all other mitzvos where you make the birchas mitzvah over l'asyasin before you do the mitzvah. And we pointed out that this probably points to something fundamental in the idea of kisui adam, that the Rosh writes that all mitzvos were mevarich over l'asyasan, because when we make the bracha, we haven't yet begun the mitzvah. That's why we make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. But in explaining the sheet of the Bahag, the Rosh says the mitzvah of kisui adam is not an independent mitzvah. It's the conclusion of the mitzvah's shechita, and it's not appropriate to make a bracha in middle of the mitzvah. So this is something that's going to come up a lot. How much is kisui adam its own separate mitzvah, and how much is the mitzvah of kisui adam a conclusion of the mitzvah of shechita? The Rama writes, Me'ikra din, a person is allowed to speak between the shechita and the kisui, but mikal makom, it's better not to speak between the shechita and the kisui. And the Taz explains, because the Ikra Allah is that the kisui is really mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's its own independent mitzvah. But still, the Rama is recommending we should be choshish for those rishonim that assume that the kisui is a continuation and a gemar of the shechita, which is the sheet of the Bahag. The Rush, for his own part, writes that he thinks that you make the bracha of kisui before you do the kisui adam, apparently assuming for himself that it's not the same it's not the same mitzvah, that they're two independent mitzvahs. The Ramban and Rashba explain the Shita of the Bahag, that the reason you make the bracha after the Kisui also because it's related to the Shechita. And if you shecht the Shechita Shein Ru'uya, you'd be put from Kisui. So once you began the Shechita, you can't do it over Las Yasa, etc. So we mentioned that idea yesterday. We pointed out that Rav Shach suggests in Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Yudal, Halacha Aleph, that perhaps the reason that the Bahag holds that you have a bracha after the Kisui Adam is that maybe they want to make the Chazal wanted to make the brachos of Shechita similar to how we have Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon, where there's a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. So they patterned it after that, they modeled it after that, and Kisui Adam is along the same lines. But again, the number one chakira we're going to be discussing probably throughout the parak is how much is the mitzvah of Kisui Adam its own mitzvah, and how much is it part of the mitzvah of Shechita. So the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that Kisui Adam is knowing by Chulin, but not by Muktashin. We're not knowing Kisui Adam on Hegdish, as we just pointed out, the Sefer HaChinuch alludes to. So the Gemara wants to know, why not? Where do we ever find that you're not allowed to, that you don't do Kisui Adam on Hegdish? So the first answer we suggested yesterday. The Gemara is going to have a total of three answers to that question. So one we suggested yesterday, the Gemara had said, because you need Afra Lamata and Afra Lamala. Kisui Adam is not only covering the blood, it's having a bed of dirt underneath the blood, and then putting the blood down, and then having dirt on top of the blood. And we said, by Mukdashin, that's going to be impossible, because what are you going to do? You have dam that has to go on the Mizbeach. You can't put dirt on the Mizbeach and then put dam, because that's going to be a chatzitza. You can't put the dirt on the Mizbeach, be mevatel it there, because that's going to be Mosif al Abinyan. You're not allowed to be Mosif to the size of the Mizbeach, or anything in the Beis HaMikdash. So we have no choice. We have to have no bed of dirt underneath it. The Gemara wasn't satisfied with that, because after all, can't you still do Kisui above? If you don't have the possibility of doing Kisui below, we do find that there is some kium of doing Kisui only above the blood, because the Gemara spoke about a case of where you shecht the behema and then you shecht the chaya, so the chaya blood goes right on top of the behema blood, and there is no dirt underneath the chaya blood, and still you chayav l'chasos, you have to cover it on top. So why don't we say that by Mukdash? And the Gemara gave the famous comment of Rabbi Zeira, kol roi lebila, ein bila ma'kevesbo, kol shein roi lebila, bila ma'kevesbo. When you're talking about shechting under normal circumstances, it's at least ra'ui to have blood, to have the dirt underneath the blood. So even if you didn't actually have the dirt underneath the blood, you could still be mekayim a miktsas kisui by putting the dirt on top of the blood only. But when it comes to Shechitas Hegdish, where there's no possibility of putting the dirt under the blood, it's not even a possible thing that we can do, so then there's no, we don't have any kiyum of Kisui, any mitzvah of Kisui whatsoever, even by putting dirt on top of the blood. So about 5 lines from the bottom, Frekta Gemara, Veligre Velichsei, why don't we just scrape the blood off of the Mizbeach, and then be Mechasa that dam that we scrape off of the Mizbeach. So don't put dirt on the Mizbeach, scrape it off, put it on top of a bed of dirt, and then do a proper kisui. Milo Tanan, don't we have a Mishnah, Damanitas Vashal Sakin Chayv L'chasos, that if blood squirts out, or if it's blood that's on the knife, you have to cover it. How do you cover blood that's on the knife? Almud Gar M'chasilei. Hachinami Nigra V'nichsilei. So over here also, we should just be gore the blood off of the knife and do the kisui in that way. So that's the reason the Gemara doesn't like this first answer, that the reason we don't do kisui on Hegdish is that simply it's impossible for us to do. Sure, it's possible. All you need to do is scrape the blood off of the knife. Now, this idea of Afra Lamata we once discussed, but let's just mention again, Rav Salvechik discussed in Shuri HaRav, in page Kufnun Aleph and Kufnun Beis, he discusses this concept of Afra Lamata, of putting dirt underneath the blood. The Shulchan Aruch writes that you need Lamata Afra Tichuach, and you have to be Mazminit, you have to designate it for the mitzvah of Kisui. And some say you don't need to be mazmin, just having dirt there is good enough. The makor is our Gemara, that tzarech sheyitein afra lamata v'afra lamala, what it says right here in Pegim Lambei. So Tosos over here writes that the afra shalamala is a mitzvah sheyitein hu. It's a mitzvah that he, the person, has to put there. Because kisau aruch v'nizgalach chayiv l'chasoso. If it happened by itself, and then it became the dirt just covered up the blood by itself, by the wind blowing, and then the wind blew more, and the dirt uncovered the blood, you would have to do the kisui again. But the afra shalamata, you don't need to place it there. It's just that if there is offer there, it's ki'ilu you already placed it there. The Gemara, and this is when we discussed it, the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Aleph told us about the guy who was able to shoot an arrow and shecht the bird mid-flight, and the bird was perfectly shechted. And the Gemara said, but what's he going to do about Kisei Adam? You need Afar Lamata. How's he going to take care of the Afar Lamata? So the Gemara said, Lamed Aleph, the Mizamni Lekula Pitka Dafar. He's Mazmin the entire area of dirt to be the Afar Lamata. So that's only talking about where it was Karka Kasha. But if you have Afar Tichuach, says Tosa, if you have soft dirt, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to be masmin. Just having it there, it's good enough. There's no requirement to actually put the dirt there. However, Rashi over there says that even if you had ofer tichulach, still you need hazmana bepeh. At least you have to say, I designate this for the mitzvah of kisui adam. So the Beis Halevi explains in the tshuva in Chelet Beis, Simin Yudalid, that the machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, is what is the status of that ofer lamata? Is it part of the mitzvah of kisui, just like the ofer lamala is part of the mitzvah of kisui, or is it only a t'nai to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of kisui? Like having four corners is a t'nai to be able to fill the mitzvah of tzitzis, but the mitzvah of tzitzis is the actual strings, it's not the four corners themselves. So how do you view that afar lamata? Rashi holds the afar lamata is a chelik of the mitzvah of kisui, so you need hazmana b'peh, you need to dafka designate it. Tosus holds that the afar lamata is only a t'nai to the mitzvah of kisui, and mele, as long as it's there, you don't need to designate anything. So says of Salvechik, there's a machlokas rishonim, the Torah quotes in Simon Chav Ches, what is the nusach habracha that you make on the mitzvah of kisui adam? Torah writes, al kisui dam bi'afar. Yet the Rambam, Perikidal, Allah al vilchashchita, leaves out the word ba'afar, al kisui dam. So he says, maybe the machlokas is about exactly that. That the Torah holds that the afar lamata is a chelik of the mitzvah of kisui. How do we know that you need afar lamata? The Gemara said, because it says bi'afar. So we include the word bi'afar since it's part of the mitzvah. So in the nusach habracha, we want to include the entire mitzvah. But the Rambam understands that no, the afar lamata is just a t'nai for the mitzvah. It's not a part of the kiyuma mitzvah, it's not a part of the mitzvah itself. And mele, there's no point in mentioning bi'afar, the afar lamata, in the nusach habracha, which is about the mitzvah itself. That's one possibility of what the Tur and the Rambam are arguing about. Salvechik suggests another possibility. The Rashba writes in Torah Sabayis that if you shecht and there was no afar lamata, so you need to be gorer the dam and put it on top of afar tichuach and then to be mechasa again. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Chav Ches of Zayin. But the Ra'ah in Bedek Habayis criticizes this Rashba and he says, no, it's only by dam sha'al asakin that our Gemara says, dam that's still left over on the knife, that you're gorer, that you scrape off the knife and you put it on a bed of dirt, because anyway you know for sure the blood's not staying on the knife. But when you talk about the dam that fell on the ground, so you don't need to scrape it and then go put it on top of a bed of dirt. The Ra'ah, L'choros, Tzarchiyun, because it sounds like he holds that even if there's no offer Tichoch L'mata, you don't need to be Gor of the Dam. Why not? If there's no offer Tichoch L'mata, and part of the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is to have Dam on top of offer Tichoch, why would the Ra'ah say not to scrape the Dam? So the Rashba seems to make much more sense. So Rav Salvechik suggested, because you have to discuss, what is the Geder of the Chisaron of Kisei Adam without offer L'mata? What are you missing when you don't have offer L'mata? Are you missing the kiyum mitzvahs kisui adam? Or maybe you're missing from the maisa hakisui itself. It's not just a chisaron in the kiyum mitzvah, it's a chisaron in the maisa hakisui. You can't call that dam covered. It's not called mechusa if there's no afar lamata. So he says perhaps that's the machlokas ra'ah and the rashba. The ra'ah holds that anytime it's mechusa lamala, you can't say it's not mechusa. It is mechusa. It's covered up on top. So that's called mechusa mitzad metzius. But if it's ain't a mechusa lamata, it's chaser in the kiyum mitzvah of kisui adam. So that's why, so long as it's mechusa lamala, you don't need to be gorer, because even if you didn't do the mitzvah of kisui adam, the dam is not megula, the dam is not exposed. So it would be just like a case of kisau aruach. Why would you go and scrape it again? It's not megula. There is no requirement to do kisui when the dam is already covered, because as long as it's covered lamala, it's considered covered. The Rashba, however, holds that no, without afar lamata, it's not even considered covered at all. And mele, it's chasu in the ikur maisa kisui. So that's why you're going to need to be gorer. And he says, maybe that's what the Rambam and the Torah are arguing about. That the Rambam holds that even if there's afar lamata, even if afar lamata is a chelik of the mitzvah of kisui adam, why mention it in the Nusach HaBracha? We generally don't mention details of the mitzvah in the Nusach HaBracha. But the Torah understands that without the Afar L'mata, it's not just a lack of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, there's no Maisa Kisui. What do we always mention in the Nusach HaBracha? We mention the Maisa Mitzvah. So the Torah wants to refer to Be'afar, the dirt underneath also, because we always mention the Maisa Mitzvah in a Bracha. So we want to mention the entire Maisa Mitzvah. Okay, anyway, so now says the Gemara Vayter, the two lines on the bottom of Pei Gimel Beis, a second answer. Why is it that by Kachim we don't have a Mitzvah of Kisui Adam? Says Gemara, Kachim is Be'ah Chachinami. If you were talking about Kachim Mizbeach, so the answer that we gave would the first answer would not suffice. We'd be in big trouble because Kachim Mizbeach, after all, you could be Gorer from the Mizbeach and do Kisui Adam. So you do have a mitzvah of Kisui Adam and Kachim Mizbeach. It's only Kachim Bedek Habayis that don't require Kisui Adam, because Kachim Bedek Habayis are not Roy L'Achila. So it's not called the Shechita Ru'uya. So Shechita Sheinu Ru'uya doesn't require Kisui Adam. So it says the Gemara, what do you mean? It's not Roy L'Achila, V'lufrakinu, V'lachsinu. All you need to do is be poda the kachim, and then the animal becomes Roy L'Achila, then it should be Vaiter Chayiv and Kisei Adam. And so Gemara, no, it's not so simple just to be poda, but Inan ha'madavar racha, you need to stand up the animal and do an evaluation of the animal, and you can't do that after you already shechted it. So it says Gemara, wait a second, whose sheet are we assuming like? Well, come on. If you're assuming, like Rav Meir, who says in the second paragraph of Temura, that both Kachem Mizbeach that have a mum and Kachem Bedek HaBayis require Hamadavar Racha. Well, Rav Meir also says, Shechita Shein Ruya Shema Shechita. So I don't care that you can't eat it and that it needs Hamadavar Racha. Bottom line is, even a Shechita that you don't have the ability to eat the meat from would still be called the Shechita, would still be Chayiv and Kisui. And Ikra Rabbi Shimon, Damar Shechita Shein Ruya Lo Shema Shechita. And if you want to assume like Rabbi Shimon that it's not going to be Chayiv and Kisui because it's a Shechita Shein Ruya, and he holds Shechita Shein Ruya is not a valid Shechita, Hamar Lo Yibachal Hamadavar Racha. But Rabbi Shimon holds that you don't require Hamadavar Racha. So it's a Shechita Ru'uya. So Manavshach, whether you say like Rav Meir, you say like Rav Shimon, it should be Chayiv and Kisui. So says Gemara, two possible ways to defend this. Number one, Amar of Yosef, Rebbe, he, v'nasval al-libet d'tanai. Maybe this is a third Shechita. It's the Shechita of Rebbe. And those two machloksim, about Shechita Shein Ruya, and about whether Bina Amad of Aracha, are not really related to each other. So it's possible to hold like one Shechita in one machlokes, and the other Shechita in the other machlokes. So Rebbe does just that, that he holds al-libet d'tanai, b'Shechita Shein Ruya, savalak Rabbi Shimon. When it comes to Shechita Shein Ruya, he holds like Rabbi Shimon that it's lo shma Shechita. And Bamad Varacha, Savalak Rav Meir, that it requires Hamad Varacha, and therefore there's not going to be a mitzvah of Kisei Adam on Kachim, that's Kachim Bede Kabayis. V'yibay same, another way to deal with it is Kula Rabbi Shimon. Maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon. We said that if it's going like Rabbi Shimon, after all, Rabbi Shimon says it's not Bechlal Hamad Varacha, V'shayni Hacha Damar Kra, V'shafach V'chasa, that the Torah says that you have a mitzvah of V'shafach, and then and then right after V'shafach, it says V'chiso Ba'afar. So we learn from there that Mishnah Mechusar El Shvicha V'Kisui. Mitzvah Kisui Adam is when all you need to do with the animal is shecht it, and then right away a Mitzvah Kisui. But if there has to be a third step in the middle, then there's no Mitzvah Kisui Adam at all. Nothing to do with Hamad Varach not being Shechita Ru'uya or anything like that. No, when there needs to be a third step, Memela, there's no Mitzvah Kisui. Yatzezesh Mechusar Shvicha Pidia v'kisui. Over here, at the very least, even if you hold it doesn't need Hamad of Aracha, you need to do the Shechita, then you need to be poda it, and only then it would be Chayiv in Kisui, so that's no good. That Mimela's Pater, because whenever you add in a third step, it's going to be Pater from Kisui. Now that we come to that answer, we could even say that we're talking about Kachim Mizbeach, that they do not require Kisui Adam, because Kachim Mizbeach also will require a third step. The Kisui, because we said when it comes to Kachim Mizbeach, what's the reason that we thought you could do Kisui Adam? There's no Afar L'mata. So we said, just scrape it off the Mizbeach and put it on top of Afar L'mata. No, but scraping is a third step. Anytime there's a third step, Mimela, there's no mitzvah of Kisui. Says Tosos, what about Dam Hanitas? We're going to say later in Daf Pei Zayin, Dam Hanitas, blood that splashes out, still requires Kisui Adam, even though there's that third step of Greira by Dam Hanitas. So he says, yeah, but Dam Hanitas if it wouldn't have splashed out, it would not require Greira. Over here, by Kachim, it always requires Greira. That's part of the process. Fine. Answer number three, as to why it is that Kachim does not require Kisui. Mabar Avashi Omar, Omakra, Chaya O'Of. The Pasuk says, Chaya O'Of. Ma Chaya Enu Kodesh, Af Of Enu Kodesh. Just like a Chaya, it's impossible to have a Chaya of Hegdish, because Hegdish is only behemoth. So too, Of is Enu Kodesh. So too, by Of, it can't, when there's a mitzvah of Kisui by Of, it's also a non-Kodesh Ofos. So then we should say that only by those, just like it's pashut that by chayos there's only a mitzvah of kisui on those types of chayos that can't become hegdish, namely all of them. So too by ofos there should only be no mitzvah of kisui on those types of there should only be a mitzvah of kisui on those types of ofos that can't become kodesh. But that excludes otzi torin b'nei yona sheyesh min kodesh. Torin b'nei yona can become kodesh. So how could you learn that from Chaya? Maybe by Torah b'nei Yona, it should require Kisei Adan. It's the only Kodesh animals that are eligible for Kisei Adan. Because it's only Chaya Va'of. No Chayas can be Kodesh. And very few, those are the only types of Ophos that can be Kodesh. So those are the only ones that are eligible. So you shouldn't be able to learn that from Chaya. It says, no, lo, k'chaya. Ma Chaya lo chilakta ba'af of lo tachluk bo. Just like by Chaya, we don't distinguish at all between different types of chayos, so to by of, we don't distinguish between different types of ofos. So if there are some ofos that do not have a mitzvah of kisui behegdish, so all ofos, even the ones that can be hegdish, don't have a mitzvah of kisui behegdish. Amar le Yaakov mina'a l'Rava. So Yaakov mina'a says to Rava, Pasha pshat Yaakov mina'a means Yaakov the min, Yaakov the apikoros. So that's a little bit strange. There's a Tosos in Meseches Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel. Tosos writes, Omar Yaakov Matsa'a Garsinan. Shim Hayamin Lo Hayam Askiro Yaakov. Taksiv Shem Rishayim Yirkav. He says, if it was really a min, then we never would have mentioned his name. Because there's a halacha based on Pasukim Mishlei Perik Yud. The Gemara in Yuma quotes it la halacha that Shem Rishayim Yirkav, that you're supposed to allow the names of Rishayim to rot. So we don't quote Rishon by the names. Gemara in Yuma says you don't name a child after a Rasha because of the concept of Shem Rishon Yirkav. So it's not likely that we would quote someone who's a min by his actual name. So anyway, so this Yaakov, somebody, said to Rava, Kaimelan chayei b'chal behemoth simanim. When it comes to how to determine what animal is kosher, what animal is not kosher. So a chaya, we look for the same simanim that we look for in a behema. Eim and I'm behema b'chal chaya l'kisui. So why don't we say that they should be compared to each other for the mitzvah of kisui as well? Just like a chaya is chayav in kisui, so behema should also be chayav in kisui. Maybe when the Torah says chaya, it means behema also. Amalei alecha makrei. No, about you. The Torah says, to address that point. The Torah says, ala aretz tishpechenu kemayim ma mayim lo bayi kisui afhan afhainami lo bayi kisui. We compare blood to water. Just like water does not require kisui adam, so too the blood of a behema does not require kisui. Now the truth is, there are three different places in the Torah where the Torah says ala aretz tishpechenu kemayim, and that's why we have throughout Chazal three separate drushas from the pasuk of ala aretz. Because they're not three separate drashas from the same pasuk, they're three separate drashas from different pasukim. In Parshas Re'eh, by Dam Suli HaMikdashin, it says, Minayin L'dam Shemutar Ba'ana'ah. So the Gemara says that, how do I know that Dam is Mutar Ba'ana'ah? Because we learn, Al Aretz Tishpachenu Kamayim. Just like Mayim is Mutar Ba'ana'ah, so too Dam is Mutar Ba'ana'ah. The second one is also in Parshas Re'eh, it says, L'gabe Basar Taiva. So the Gemara dashed earlier on that even dam shel psulei hamikdashin is mutar ba'ana'ah, also from the comparison between dam and mayim. That was also from the second time. The third time, it says legabe b'char in Dvarim Perek Tezvav. So the Rav explains that over here, that's where our drush is from. It's from the third time that it says, Allah aretz tishpachenu kamayim. The only problem is, there is a fourth drasha. The Gemara Masech Pesachim says, Amr b'chei barav amr b'yochna, minayin l'dam kachim she'enu machshir l'kabel tumma. How do I know that even though the zayin mashkim machshir l'kabel tumma, when you have a food that comes in contact with something tummy, it doesn't automatically become tummy, it has to first come in contact with one of the seven liquids, including dam. How do I know that dam kachim is not going to be machshir? Shnemar Allah aretz tishpachenu kamayim, Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir, dam sheino nishbach kamayim eino machshir. Dam kachim is not nishbach kamayim, because you have to do a mitzvah zrika with it, so it's not machshir. Only that dam that's nishbach kamayim is machshir. So there are three psukim, four drushes. That's a little bit of a problem. The Rambam in Tumas Ochel in Parakiv Halach Tazayin understands that that fourth drusha is an asmachta. It's not a legitimate drusha. You have three psukim, you need to have three drushes. You can't have three psukim and four drushes. But anyway, frak the Gemara, if we really compare dam to mayim, elamayata yat bilubo, we should be able to do tvila in dam. You do tvila in mayim, why can't you do tvila in dam? So amakra, ach mayim ubar mikva mayim yeh tahar. Hani in midi achri nilo. Tafka, that when it talks about tvila, the Torah specifically says mayim. Maybe it's only excluding those liquids that are not called mayim. But Al-Arth Tishpachanuk Mayim tells you that dam is called mayim. So maybe it should be chayiv in... It should be kosher for tevila. And so Gemara Trei Miyutik Sivi. No, it says there are two miyutim in the pasuk. Mayan mayim, ubar mayim. One to exclude other mashkim, and one to exclude even dam, which is compared to mayim. No, maybe both of those miyutim are about other liquids. One is excluding other liquids that flow and as a mayan, and one is excluding other liquids that are stagnant like a mikvah. But maybe dam is still kosher for tevila. No, it's lots of miyutim. See, there's a third miyut. Mayan mayim, ubar mayim, and mikvah mayim. So the third miyut teaches us that dam also is not kosher for tevila. Tan Rabbanan, asher yatzud. The pasuk says asher yatzud, ein li ela asher yatzud. Nitzod v'adin me'alei minayin. I would only know that which you trap is something. This is talking about the pasuk that tells us about the mitzvah of kisei adam. I would only know the chayiv of that you trap is chayiv in kisei adam. How do I know that if it's already pre-trapped and you shecht it, that it's chayiv in kisei adam? Can you go on a vazim v'tarne goldim? Like, let's say you have a chicken coop, so the chickens are already all there. They don't require tzeda. You just go and pick one up. It doesn't require chasing after whatever. So there's no tzeda involved. How do I know that you're chayiv in kisei on those as well? Tam lomer tzayid mikol makom. That's why it's a tzayid to tell me, an extra word to tell me that no matter what. Im kein matam lomer asher yatzud. So why does it have to say asher yatzud? Then, lim de Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us derech eretz. Shelo yochol adam basar el bahazman azos. That when a person eats meat, it should be considered, he should only eat meat as if it was something he just trapped, but not like something that he always has available to him. Because when you always have meat available to you, that's not a healthy system. You're going to eat too much meat. Tan Rabbanu, ki yarchav Hashem elokecha zgevulcha, lim de Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us derech eretz. Shelo yochol adam basar el teyavon. A person should only eat meat L'tayavon, a person shouldn't eat meat constantly also. Same concept. He should eat meat when he really desires meat as a treat, but it shouldn't be something that he has constantly. So I might think that a person should just go to the shuk and buy whenever he wants and just eat as much meat as he wants. It says, no, take the animals that you already have. Meaning you're not going to take it that often, so you take the animals that you already have to eat meat. Oh, it says you should take your own bakar and tzon. So I might think, slaughter all your flock and eat all of it. Cold son of Yochel, Tam Lomar, mi bekarcha velo kol bekarcha, mi tzoncha velo kol tzoncha. No, from amongst your cattle, from amongst your flock, not to take all of them and shecht it. Mikanam Rabbos ben Azariah, mi sheyesh lamana, yikach lepisa litra yarek. If a person has one mana, he should buy a litra of yarek, of vegetables. Asana mana, yikach lepisa litra dagam, he should buy fish. Chamisha mana, if he has even more, yikach lepisa litra basa, then he should buy meat. Meya mana, yish psilo kedera b'chol yom. If he has 100 mana, then he should cook a meal for himself every single day. V'inach emas. What about the other things? We said that when you don't have, you have less than 100 mana, we said to buy fish, to buy yarek. If it's not every day, when exactly are you saving those delicacies for? So meyer of Shabbos, leyer of Shabbos. You're not going to have it every day because you don't have enough to have every day, so you save it for Shabbos. Meyer of Shabbos, leyer of Shabbos. Once a week, you have a delicacy. Amarav, tzrich nanu lachush l'divrei zaken. So Rav says, yeah, we should be choshesh for that idea. We should eat in moderation and not just eat whenever we want. Am Rav Yochanan, Abba mi mishpachas briyim hava. So Rav Yochanan says, my father was from a very healthy family. But we, whenever we have a pruta, we should go right away, not make ourselves suffer, but immediately go away and go to the chenveni and change it to be able to buy something right away. Rav Nachman says, we're so poor that we have to borrow money in order to be able to eat, that we don't even have a pruta to go and bring to the market. So then the Gemara quotes a pasuk, kvasim lilvushecha, migeis kvasim yehem albushecha, from the shearings of your sheep, that's how you should get your clothing. Umchir sada atudim, lolam yimkaradam sada vikach atudim, val yimkaradam atudim vikach sada. If you want to know what's a better investment, a field or sheep, better to buy sheep than to buy a field, because the sheep that you have will provide you with milk for parnasa, and giz and lilbosh will provide you with shearings for clothing. V'dichal you should have enough parnasa just from the small animals that are around your house. So your lechem should come before the lechem beisecha. So you should give life to the members of your household, to your children, by teaching them to not have to constantly eat every second. It's important to feed our children and teach them the midos of moderation and not to just constantly stuff their face. We want to be nice to the children, but the nicer thing in the long run is to teach them how to eat properly. A person should not teach his child to constantly be drinking and to constantly be consuming. A person shouldn't train their child to have high demands. That's what I'm saying. To live life, to be a high maintenance person, someone who needs a lot of money in order to be able to live life, because that's going to come back to haunt them in the long run. Let's say the tata made money, doesn't mean the child's going to make money. Then what's the child going to do? Gemara Ksuvos tells these disastrous stories of people who were used to eating a certain type of food, and when they had to eat something else, they just dropped dead. They couldn't stomach it because they were trained improperly. They were trained to demand only the finest. Amrav Yochanan harotza shi'is asha. If a person wants to become wealthy, so some financial advice, yasok bibehema daka. He should invest in small animals, in like sheep and goats and things of that nature. I have a cousin who's he's a shepherd. He invested in the sheep and goats or whatever in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, so I don't know if he's an Asher yet, but Mirtz Hashem one day. He's Sameach Bechelkos, so he's that kind of Asher. Okay, so Amar Rav Chista, Mai Dechsi V'Ashros Tanecha. What does the Pasuk mean when it says Ashros Tanecha? Shema Ashros, that's Ba'alein. That Tzon is Ma'asher, the owners. It makes you rich. V'Amar Rav Yochanan, Kasa Decharashim Lo Kasa Deposhrin. He says, I'd rather have a kos of charoshin, which is a kos of bad stuff, of machshefos, Rashi says, rather than to eat a kos of lukewarm water. V'hani mili b'kli matlos. That's only really a problem, lukewarm water, in metal kelim. Avo b'kli cheres laslomba. But in kli cheres, it's not really a problem. In pottery, it's not a problem. V'b'kli matlos nami lorman el dlo shadibut tzivya. That's also only if you didn't put certain types of herbs in it. Avo shadibut tzivya laslomba. If you put those herbs in it, it's not going to be a problem. V'chi lo shadibut tzivya nami lorman el dlo tzayitz. Avo tzayitz. It's also if you didn't ever boil it up, but if it was once boiled up, then it's also not a problem. Once you boil it up, the water is going to be okay, even if it's lukewarm. If a person's father left them money and they want to destroy all the money, they want to lose all of it, so Rashi says, that's a very strange thing. Why is it dafka? So it's going to tell you to be, if you want to lose all your money, be wasteful and spend on things that are going to go away, the Gemara is going to say. But Rashi's bothered. Why dafka if your father left you money and you want to be wasteful? Why not if you make money and you want to be wasteful? So Rashi says typically if you made your own money, you don't want to be wasteful. But people who inherit it from somebody else, they inherit it from the father, they have no idea of the value of money, much more likely to be wasteful. He says, Klom Mishalo Tarach b'mamon, v'kal be'enav la'avdo, zehu yibudo. Someone who never had to work for his money. So he got it from his father. So it's easy for him to just waste it. So if you want to waste all your money, here's what you do. Yilbash klei pishtan, you should wear klei pishtan, which are very expensive. Of kalim and they'll wear out eventually, and then you're going to be left with nothing. You have to keep on replenishing. V'yishtamish b'klei zechuchis, and use glass kalim, which break. and then they will need to be replaced. V'yiskar po'alim v'al yeshev iman, and hire workers and don't hang out with them and watch what they do. Just hire the workers and say, yeah, I trust you. So yilbush klei pishton b'kistun remisa. Klei pishton is talking about a very specific type of very expensive pishton. V'yishamish b'klei zukulchis b'zugisa chivarta, some type of white crystal, also very expensive. V'yiskar po'alim v'al yeshev iman b'turi d'nafish p'seidayu, that invest in oxen and say to your workers, yeah, go take these oxen out and plow, and don't watch where they go. They'll go to the forest, they'll go anywhere, they're not going to end up doing the job. Sometimes said in the name of Rabbi Ami, sometimes said in the name of Rabbi Asi. What does the pasuk mean? A person should always eat and drink a little below his means. His clothing should reflect his means. Person should dress according to his means. But he should honor his wife and children with more than his means. Meaning, so all the Achronim ask, how do you do more than your means? What do you mean? If it's not your, so the Marshas must mean you're supposed to even borrow money if you don't have money to buy your wife and children proper clothing. Pashpachar in the Gemara is whatever you save on being Yochal V'yishta Pachos Mashi Yeshlo, so use that extra money that you save with buying stuff for your wife and children. Shein Tlui and Bo. Now why? What's the reason? So you might say, well, what's the reason for taking care of your wife and children more? Covet of your wife and children. So no, what's the reason? Shein Tlui and Bo, because they're dependent on you. V'hu Tali B'mishamar V'haya Olam, and you're dependent on the Ribbono Shlom. So if you want the Ribbono Shlom to go the extra mile for you, it's a Mita Keneged Mita. Those who are dependent on you on some small level, obviously we're all dependent on the Ribbono Shlom, but on some small level our families are dependent on us, so if we're extra nice to those who are dependent on us, then the Ribbono Shlom, the Mida Kenegan Mida, the Ribbono Shlom will be extra nice to us, because we are dependent on him. That's the end of the Agadita piece. Now it happens to be this idea of eating Pachos Mashiyeshel, the Rambam quotes in Nichus Deus Perikei Halacha Yud, he says, Tzivu Chacham Va'omru La'olam Yochladam Pachos Min Aroylo L'fi Mamono V'yilbash Karoylo V'yichab Yishto Banav Yosem Min Aroylo. He quotes exactly this Gemara. The problem is that the Rambam in Nichus Yantiv Perik Vav Halacha Yud Ches writes that there's a mitzvah to be Mesameach B'nei Beso in Yantiv, and the Rambam writes, so what do? Nashim for your wife, konalah and begadim v'takshitim na'im. So what do you expect it to say? You expect it to say yoser mimashiyeshlo, even above your means. What does the Rambam say? Kefi mamono, based on your means. So it's steer in the Rambam. Hilchus Deus, he writes that when you're taking care of your wife, you buy her things that are more than you could afford. When in Hilchus Yantov, he talks about Simchus Yantov, he says, buy exactly what you could afford. Kefi Mamono. So what's going on? So one possible Teretz, Shor Mitzion Balach suggests, is that when he says Kefi Mamono, he means ballpark. He doesn't mean exactly Kefi Mamono. And the Raya is that in that very same Halach, in Hilchus Deus, he says, Ochel Veshos V'zana Sanche Beso, Kefi Mamono V'atzlachaso. He also says that the way you feed your family should be Kefi Mamono. No, even though he then goes on the very next line and says that it should be yoser, it should be more, it should be above your means. Ah, kefi mamono means ballpark. It means it should have some correlation to what you make. It shouldn't be completely different than what you make. And the second possibility, the Shor Mitzion Ba'alacha says that in Hilchus Yantif, the Rambam is writing what the Torah is mechayiv you mitzad Simchus Yantif. Mitzad Simchus Yantif, it only has to be Kefi Mamono. In Hilchus Derech Eretz, he's talking about the Midos Tovos, that a good way to act, to be chassid, to be someone who's really acting properly, is what the Chachamim recommend, to do more than Mamono. That's what he quotes over here, that Rav Chaim Vital writes in Parshas Ekev, in Shara Mitzvos, that the Hanhag of the Arizal was lo yachoshish ba'atzmo l'schabid b'mabushim noyim yosim midai. He didn't wear particularly nice clothing, the Arizal, and he didn't eat particularly expensive food, but malbushe ishto hayazoyer ma'od l'chabdo l'halbisha v'yamap b'kol ritzona afim lo ha'yisa yadom ha'segas kolkach. When it came to his wife, even if he couldn't afford it, whatever he could do for his wife, he would just buy her more than she needed. Okay. So it's in Yom Tov, coming up on Yom Tov over here. We should all go out and buy our wives nice clothing. Well, better give them the money. Let them buy themselves. Nice clothing. Dar Shavina Apisco de Beresh Kalusa. Shochet the Chol b'Shabbos, back to Kisei Adam. Let's say you shacht for a Chol on Shabbos. The Chol Shish Basakonin, you need to shacht for him on Shabbos. Chayv l'chassos. If you shacht the Chay Orof, you have to do Kisei Adam. Amlu Rava, Ishtomaka Amar. Rava says, well, I'm speechless. That's ridiculous. L'shmatuel Amari Mine. They should cut out your tongue. You shouldn't be allowed to say things like that. That's terrible. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Koi ain't shacht no sub yomtovim, shacht ain't chassos doma mikabu chomer. A subic chay, subic bay, you're not allowed to shacht on yomtov. And if you do shacht it, you don't do kisei adam. Umam mila shavado doch shabbos ain't sveiko doch yomtov. Kisei shein vado doch shabbos ain't din shein sveiko doch yomtov. When it comes to why do you not do kisei adam on koi? Because by a mila, where vade mila you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Still a suffic mila you're not even allowed to do on yomtov. Kisoy, where even a vade kisoy you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, so a suffic kisoy for sure you can't do on Yantif. Amalo, he said, that's a bad kal v'chomer. It's kiyah shofar b'gvulim tochiyah, kadav yomi coincidence. He says, look at kiyah shofar outside of Yerushalayim. She'ein vada docha Shabbos. Even in a vade situation, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Usveka docha Yantif, but in a suffic situation, you're allowed to do it on Yantif. The Gemara is going to explain. It means in the case of a person who's suffic chayiv, like a tumtum or something like that. Heishav ablozar kfar baribi tshuva. Malamilish kene noagis bileli yom tovim bileli yom tovim tomer bikisoy shnog bileli yom tovim mila you can't bring a riot from because it's not knowing at nights of yontif kisoy is knowing at nights. Am Rabbi Abba ze'echad min advarim sham Rabbi Chiya in liyaleim tshuva veish Rabbi Lozar kfar bribi tshuva. There's a nice example of something that Rabbi Chiya said that he had no response to, but Rabbi Lozar kfar actually did have a response. But why are we quoting all this? Katani mias kisoy she'ein vadol docha Shabbos. We said even when it's a vada kisoy, you don't do it on Shabbos. My vado de kisoy de lo dochi Shabbos. What's the case of a vade kisoy that you don't do on Shabbos? Lav hashochet l'cholo b'Shabbos. What's a vade kisoy in Shabbos? Who's ever doing kisoy in Shabbos? It must be that we're talking about where you shecht for a chola, and that's why you have a mitzvah of kisoy. And what do we say? You still don't do the kisoy on Shabbos. So how could you come along and tell me that you're supposed to do kisoy on Shabbos? So the Dilma davar v'shachet. No, who says it's talking about a chola? Maybe we're talking about a guy who didn't have aver and he shechted on Shabbos. Says Gemara, no, we know it's not talking about that because dumya demila ma mila bereshos af kisui nami bereshos, because we mentioned it along with mila. Mila is something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Kisui also must be something you're allowed to do. Amalot ki hashofar b'gvul intochiach shein vado. You know what? We got to stop there because I got to run to yeshiva. So we'll stop there. We'll pick up from that conversation again tomorrow.